www.blogtalkradio.com.
To another hour of America Tonight. How you doing? Realizing that, yep, we're almost into October. I'm telling you, I'm wearing flip-flops. I don't know about the rest of you. You walking around with flip-flops, waiting for it to snow? I can't believe it. Where did the time fly? Well, if you're involved in politics on the local level, you know that it's getting closer. Closer is November 6th. And what's interesting are some of the things that are happening, some of the squabbles and some of the nastiness between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans on Thursday fired a vendor, however, who's suspected of 108 questionable new voter registrations in Florida's Palm Beach County. Listen, they don't need any help. That is ground zero for disputed ballots. Remember Hanging Chad's 2000 presidential race? Remember what that was like? So the Republicans don't want any problems, and they used the Virginia-based Strategic Allied Consulting Group, I know you all know them, household name, right, to register and turn out voters in Florida and a bunch of other places as well, because Florida is just like Ohio to the Republicans. Can we get this state? And, you know, they paid pretty handsomely for this, $1.3 million, and they used almost $3 million of work in Nevada, North Carolina, Colorado, and Virginia. So, you know, the integrity of the elections, especially when you've tried to go after fraudulent voting in other states, they had to just cut them off at the knees so smartly. That's exactly what they did. They had to distance themselves from this firm and anything connected to it. They terminated it immediately because you cannot have that happening. Oh, you think of Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, who pushed and pushed and pushed and went to court to expunge, purge the rolls of bogus voters, no matter how many there were. If there was 10 or 1,000, just to get them all out of there, and really took a shellacking over that this was the Republican way to ensure that the elections were stacked. So they don't want anything to do with something that makes it look like, yeah, this is one of their own, and they're doing bogus things to manipulate the registered voters. So the questions that arose about how ballots should be tabulated, remember, was a Supreme Court settled deal. 5-4. Barring a ballot recount. Bush won. Remember the whole election thing. So Palm Beach County, people know that area. It was the center of the recount in 2000 with Bush and Al Gore both contesting the results. The deadline, by the way, to register in Florida for November 6th election is October 9th. Wouldn't it be great? I don't care whether it's Florida, whether it's Ohio, whether it's Virginia, or wherever you are listening to this radio show. Wouldn't it be great if we had blowout numbers at the polls? That no matter how you feel, or if you're disillusioned, or no, you're pumped up about one of your candidates, just even local people or statewide people, who's going to represent you in Washington, the legislative side? Wouldn't it be great if voting was like a can't miss movie? I got to vote no matter what. Both my legs are broken. My son's picking me up. He's taking me. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get in line because I want to do it in person. I don't even want to do absentee ballot. That's what's so bizarre about our country. I mean, we live in such a great country, right? Free. We live in a free country, free society, freedom of speech. We're trying desperately to hold on to rights and protect them. We talk about the Constitution all the time. So how is it that as the great defenders of the Constitution, how are we not beating each other up for not voting? How are we not doing that? And we make it so easy because of the absentee thing. You don't even have to go in person. And if you do want to go in person, the hours, the times that you can go and vote, oh, early voting, there's just, like, no excuse. So I never understand. I'm always overly optimistic that we're going to see a big turnout, and then ultimately, when we find out how many people voted, it's just never very high. If we got a 70% turnout, it would be stunning. 70%. I mean, let's just shoot for 70 and see what happens. Let's just shoot for that. All right, the gaffe of the day or the laugh of the day, sadly, probably fell on the head of Benjamin Netanyahu. Politics aside for a second, Netanyahu gets in front of the crowd at the UN trying to wow them with his bomb drawing. Yeah, you heard me right. He held it up, and it looked like kind of one of those old cartoony madcap bombers bomb. So just picture, if you will, in your mind, I know this is radio, a dark, thick outline of a bomb. Then there is the wick, and the poof, explosion. The wick is lit. And then you got first stage, second stage, and final stage. And Netanyahu, the prime minister, the Israeli prime minister, draws a red line at the top of it and says, this is what's going to happen. Here's this clear red line if we don't stop this in its tracks. And it's very, very late in the game to stop Iran. So he flashes a diagram of the progress that Iran has made and talks about the timeline. But what he didn't realize is that so many people caught wind of what was going on. I mean, that quick. Boom. Instantaneous. When he talks about Iran is 70% of the way there, by the time that left his lips and the red line was drawn, the line was drawn for people on Twitter. Oh, the Twitter users were so merciless in their critique of Netanyahu's bomb. So the whole thing about Israel and Jerusalem and what's happening in the future, and even something about Syria, all of that was kind of lost in the sauce for anybody not inside the UN because of the drawing. So here he is talking about, you know, he's talking about President Mahmoud Abbas and accusing Israel of ethnic cleansing for building settlements in East Jerusalem, and he says that it's a campaign of ethnic cleansing against the Palestinian people through the demolition of their homes. That's what Abbas said in his speech. And Netanyahu said, we won't solve our conflict with libelous speeches at the UN. So he's throwing out all these little tidbits, these little barbs. And yet the thing that people are taking away from it is the fact that he had this cockamamie bomb drawing, which, I mean, actually, I thought it was okay. I think his message was, I'm dumbing down the message so that people pay attention. But they paid attention, all right, on Twitter. That they did. It's a mad, mad world. That's one that I saw, especially when it comes to Benjamin. All right, stay with us. On the flip side, what's shaking here in the U.S.? A whole lot.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Virginia, one of the battleground states, and he wasn't the only one that was there. Mitt Romney stopped by, too. It's interesting the path that both of them are taking, but obviously the states that are in play, that's where the action is, and whenever they're campaigning, they're going to go to the states that are in play because there's only a limited amount of time, right? At this point, if you're in that window of November 6th, wow, it's on. It's game on at this point. And, you know, Iowans are already starting to vote for president. So we'll start to see some things. We'll watch all this trickle in. I think that the thing that's so sad and the thing that I just went off on in our last segment, a little bit anyway, got on my soapbox. I didn't go off and I went on my soapbox, is the fact that you don't have people that that vote. That so many people just, I mean, they just don't vote. I've met people that never vote. I've met people who will get into the nastiest arguments with you about politics. And then they don't even, they've never voted. They don't vote. How do you get in these wild arguments with people when you don't even vote? I mean, I guess it's a free country and you can, but it seems as though if somebody was that passionate, they would go and vote. I don't know if you're noticing this or not. It's the economy, the economy, and the economy. That's what we care about. That's the number one issue and jobs when it comes to this election. Have you realized where mortgage rates are right now? I was in the bank today, and then I was someplace else where I saw a thing about mortgage rates. So with this whole stimulus deal, Ben Bernanke decided, you know, on high what he was going to do. So the rates are now, for 30-year, 3.40. That's an amazing number. I wonder how many people listening to this show, when you got your house and you were so excited, oh, my piece of the American dream, you paid, you know, your mortgage is probably, you know, 12%, 13%, 14%, something like that. That's low. 15-year, 273. 2.73. That's also incredibly low. But will this send people out there buying? Will people buy? And here's the key thing. You can have these low interest rates, but what do you have to go along with that? You have to be able to borrow money. So they can lower them however they want to lower them, but if you can't borrow money, you can't, you know, it doesn't make any sense. You're not, even though they're record lows, you're if you can't get the money, you're not going to be able to get the house anyway. And it's like somebody said to me, well, as low as it goes, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean you're ever going to get to the point where it's like nothing. I mean, what is really stimulating about this? Because how much are you really paying for the house? And plus, how much of a mortgage is somebody going to qualify for? And, of course, that's it. How many people are qualifying? I think the slowest jobs in the bank are the lenders, the guys who are the lenders, especially when it comes to consumers. All day long, they're sitting around, a little bit here, a little bit there. But is it really going to stimulate the economy? I don't know. I'd like to see the Ben Bernanke's Netanyahu-like drawing of when the roof goes off, when the bomb goes off with the housing crisis. Because, you know, still we're still feeling the effects of that. We're still feeling it. I mean, some of the preliminary stuff I was reading today from the National Association of Realtors, and it shows that home sales declined in August from the peak that they hit in July, but at least they're above 2011. Existing home sales, they think, will go up 9% in 2012. So what is 9%? What does that translate into? It would be 4.64 million. So if you're a home builder, are you feeling a little more confident? Or are these existing homes? Is consumer confidence rising a little bit? Are we seeing that we've got these low mortgage rates, but you know, how do we make this recovery? Things might be turning a little bit, but we are so far from truly bouncing out of this thing. I mean, this is what tanked us in the first place. And isn't it interesting that for the most part, until we scream and yell, the people who tank the economy, with their default swaps and everything else, they get away with it until finally it's somebody starts to say, well, wait a second. And then a year later, they take a closer look and realize, oh, yeah, did they really do that? Is that what happened here? Did they really sink us? Did they really take us under? And then they bounce back on the other side, they being the bankers, and they're still okay. I mean, what's the greatest occupation in the nation right now? Banker. If you said banker, ding, 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 give yourself a pat on the back. Because that's what it's about. You have all the cards at the poker table. Everybody is playing to you. And sometimes you have to do a mea culpa when something gets screwed up. But we bailed you out big time in 2008, and we continue to bail out the banks, continue to do it. All right, moving on to something completely different. How about this? The NFL owners struck a deal with the referees. That happened when we were on the air in our last show. And the real referees, didn't you love that term? Well, the real referees, please stand up. The real referees were back on the field. And the great thing is the commissioner apologized. And my favorite moment is the referees come on the field and they get an applause. They get a standing ovation. You never give a standing ovation to the Zebras. Never. I hope they enjoyed it because it's probably the one and only time you will ever see that. It just shows you how sorry the replacements were and how people had enough of the replacement refs. That was it. They were done. We're done in this country. We're struggling with politics. We're struggling with gas prices and what's in our wallet and quantitative easing, printing the monopoly money. So we don't have any tolerance when you jack with our game. When you mess with football, you've gone way too far. Here's a quick one for you, a follow-up. The producer of that anti-Islam film was arrested for all the damage done over the twisted portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad. But you know, I said this before, when you live in a great country like the United States, there's no accounting for taste or people doing nutty things or trying to elicit a reaction for the fame bug or for whatever reason. So the man behind The Innocence of Muslims, that was the name of the deal, was being ordered, held without bail, excuse me, Thursday after being arrested in California and accused of violating his parole. Barely get that out. That's that expensive coffee I'm drinking. So the lawyer for the suspect, who's used at least 17 false names, according to the court stuff, is mostly referred to as Nakalua for the most part. They argued for $10,000 bail and said that his client had always maintained contact in person and by phone with the probation officers who were monitoring him since his, ready for this, 2010 rather, bank fraud conviction. But the main reason, why do you think it? The main reason he can't go to jail or shouldn't be jailed, his lawyer argued, was for safety reasons. Because, of course, anti-Islam film, we know that he would be a target. We know he would be a target if he was in the detention center in Los Angeles, because there's a lot of Muslims there. So they need to bail him out. Because he won't last probably very long in there. But you know what? He's a flight risk. Of course he's a flight risk. He's a nut who wanted attention. That's what it is. He wants attention, period. And you love this, too. There are a lot of people suing him. So he's being sued all over the place by the actors in the film. Now he's arrested. And he can't go to jail because he might be killed. Oh, the dilemma. Steve Budin next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tonight, of course, you know my love of football. We do the nail the score thing each and every week. Thursday night football ongoing. We're going to give you all the scores and the highlights from that one because the officials are finally back. Perfect time to have Buddha in the house. He's here, Steve Boone from PickNation.com. Thank goodness the replacements are gone. No offense. Yes. But you saw that Monday night game. What were you thinking?
I think that every single media outlet in the entire country has this thing wrong. And you know what? It can't be, I guess, that everybody's a moron and I'm a genius. I must be the moron here. Because, like, there's something I'm not seeing. You know, the only reason that we know for sure that these are the real refs is because they're telling us that. Because none of us could pick any of these refs out of a police lineup. It's very hard to negotiate when nobody knows your name. And the NFL just got done staring down the Players Association last year and signed a 10-year deal. And everybody thinks that everybody thinks that the NFL just went back to the refs and begged them to come back. Everybody's smoking something. That's not what happened. What happened was, is the NFL called the refs up and said, this is your last chance to save face. Come make a deal with us now because the worst is behind us. And if 3 weeks, another 3 weeks go by, these are college refs. They're going to get a hang of it and everything is going to be fine because the two things that matter are viewership and gambling revenue. And neither one of those got hurt at all. The viewership is up and the gambling revenue is up. Everything else is just noise.
Oh, so all the crap coming out of Vegas about, oh, we got screwed on the whole Green Bay
thing. Marketing money. Some customers want some extra money, who cares? They're walking by the blackjack table. They're coming back the next week. It wasn't everybody's last bet ever. It's ridiculous.
I love your point of
ridiculous.
View.
And this was about the current refs realizing that it's now or never. Because another couple of weeks goes by. It's not like a referee is walking by the street and you go, hey, there's the ref for Monday night. No one in your audience could even mention, could even come up with one referee name. Not one.
Except for Ed
Hockley.
Except for Ed Hockley.
No one knows your name.
That's true. Except for Ed Hockley. Because they say his name all the time.
True, but you're not most. Most people that I know couldn't name one, and I'm not going to ask you to name a second. I wouldn't do that.
You make some good points. I have to say, I didn't look at it that way. You make some very, very good points. So we move from all of that behind us to here we go again, deep into another week. How about Atlanta? Atlanta now hosting Carolina. They're on fire. They're going for 4-0 to start the season.
Yeah, and you know, when we started out, Kate, one of the things I mentioned to you week one was the theme of how this year I saw so many elite quarterbacks. I've never seen this many elite quarterbacks to start a season. But I'm going to have to amend that theme and say, I never saw this many elite quarterbacks start a season off so bad. I mean, will the real Cam Newton please stand up? Because I don't know who this guy is, but he's not the guy that we saw last year. But worse off for Carolina is the fact that they can't rush the passer. And when you don't get any pressure on Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, he's got multiple choices at wide receiver now. He's going to go through Carolina like a bad case of salmonella. I like Atlanta here, -7.5.
All right, you like Atlanta. I'll tell you another team that I've been watching, you mentioned the quarterback theme, Houston 3-0, and they're hosting Tennessee.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, this is, you know, at the end of the day, this is just a good team against a bad team. And when you have a good team against a bad team, you go with a good team. I'll take Houston.
All right, so Houston in that one. Okay, moving to another one that I think people are paying attention to for various reasons, because, you know, we got a lot of New Yorkers listening. The Jets hosting San Francisco. You know, what do you see in this one?
This is the strangest line I've ever seen in my life, because if I was making the line, which is something that me and a lot of gamblers do, you know, before the lines come out, you make your own line, and then you compare that to the line, the actual line, I'd make San Francisco 6.5 here. You know, the fact that they opened 3.5 and now are 4, it's just mind-boggling to me. And for me, my analysis on the Jets is the same as it was in week 1, 2, and 3. The Jets were built to beat mediocre teams. That's why they beat the Bills. That's why they barely beat the Dolphins. And that's why they lost to the Steelers. Anytime they face an elite team and or an elite quarterback, they're not going to get the best of it. San Francisco here, obviously an elite team. We give them a mulligan for last week, and we lay the 4 points here with the 49ers. I mean, it may be a trap, but to me it looks like Christmas in September.
I love that. All right, continuing the gift that keeps on giving, Arizona hosts Miami. What do you see from that one?
Well, I'm sorry, you have to repeat that.
Okay, Arizona, I thought for a second you were just like, oh, are you kidding? Arizona hosts Miami.
But Arizona, I mean, to me, you know, Arizona is one of the biggest surprises of the year. I mean, we knew, you know, that they could score, but I didn't think they could play this kind of defense. I mean, completely stuffing Tom Brady, completely destroying Michael Vick. Ryan Tannehill is going to feel about as comfortable as a bagel store owner in Bahrain. I mean, this is the men and the boys. I'll take the men -6.5.
I like that. I'll take the men. All right, on the male scale, I have no idea in this one. I'm just stumped because I don't know what I'm seeing when I'm looking at Peyton Manning. I like Palmer a lot. I like Carson Palmer, but Denver hosts Oakland, and they're both 1-2.
The big problem for Oakland in this game is that they're facing a Denver team that's just lost 2 in a row. And, again, we come back to the theme of elite quarterbacks starting out the season very slow. Peyton Manning, another one. And let me ask you something, Kate. Do you think possibly this is because in preseason, these quarterbacks, we know Peyton Manning coming off the injury, obviously, but in general, these quarterbacks are not seeing the type of snaps that they used to see in the preseason. They're being coddled a little bit. They have big contracts. They don't want to get hurt. And it winds up being that the first 3 to 4 weeks of the regular season really becomes like the preseason, and they don't get their timing straight until week 4 or week 5. I think we're just coming to that time for Peyton Manning now. I hate to say it, but it's kind of like now or never. So I don't see the Oakland secondary, to me, being able to stop them. I know that we've been, you know, betting a lot of favorites so far this week, but I would lay the points again with Denver.
All right, to lay the points with Denver. After what happened with Green Bay, now they're hosting New Orleans. It's a late kick, 4:25 East Coast time on Fox. Aaron Rodgers nails this, doesn't he?
Yeah, and both of these quarterbacks, again, fit into that theme. Very slow starts for both of these quarterbacks. The Saints, I mean, they're staring 0-4 right in the face, and just when you thought things couldn't get worse for them, they got to go to Green Bay. And to me, the problem with New Orleans, though, it's not so much Drew Brees. It's the fact that they've lost their swagger on defense. They're giving up 34 points per game to regular teams. What are they going to give up to Green Bay? To me, yeah, again, Green Bay has this one. I would buy the half a point down from 7.5 to 7. I wouldn't take any chances.
All right, the half point, I like that. Only because I like RG3, I got to ask you about the Skins. And we talked to so many people in Washington. What is happening there?
Right, well, Tampa Bay 3-0 against the spread so far this year, but that luck is going to run out this week. I'm with you, RG3, best quarterback in the league right now from a personal talent standpoint. 4 touchdowns to 1 interception, over 200 yards rushing already. The guy is simply unstoppable. This Tampa Bay defense, they just can't handle dynamic quarterbacks. Remember last year, Cam Newton burned them up twice. Same type of quarterback. I like Washington here, plus the 3. Finally an underdog.
Finally an underdog, exactly. All right, you know I'm going to ask you about this one.
I was about to lose my credibility.
Exactly, because you always talk about that. Okay, so Sunday night, my favorite time to watch football, Philly hosting the Giants.
Best game on the board. You know my advice is always to throw the best game on the board out. However, you know, for me, again, Michael Vick, one of these quarterbacks, off to a very slow start. You know, last week, 5 sacks, 2 fumbles. I know it was Arizona, but in any event, look, at the end of the day, I think the Giants here plus the 2 points. We take another dog. Dogs are barking at the end here.
Dogs are barking at the end. And our Monday night game, drum roll, Chicago and Dallas. I think that's going to be a flat game.
Oh, yeah, between Tony Romo and Jake Cutler, I mean, you could never run out of lithium. These guys completely schizophrenic. You never know what you're going to get with them. It's like Pandora's box. However, I do give the edge to Dallas here. Again, I would buy the half a point down, not take any chances. This one could come down to the last possession. I'm going Dallas minus the 3 to get it together.
All right, great job, Buddha Man.
I hate betting on Tony Romo.
I know.
I'd rather bet on Jessica Simpson. But that's
I know, you say that all the time. Buddha Man, you never disappoint. It's a lot of fun. We'll talk to you again soon. PickNation.com. Thanks, man. On America Tonight, on the flip side, as we run for the fences in this hour anyway, another version of Weekend Counts. I keep coming back to the numbers. Clinton was right. It is all about the math and everything that we do. And sometimes, clearly, the math just doesn't add up. Or sometimes the numbers are just so shocking, you know, you shake your head. But in our next segment, we'll let you decide on some of those numbers. Clearly, they are all around us. Hang with us. We're heading for that final turn next on ATN. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Another edition of We Can Count, and we can count a couple of different things, including this bizarre tumor case that may lead, they say, to custom cancer care. Check this out. A 24-year-old man had 350 surgeries since childhood to remove growths that kept coming back in his throat and have spread to his lungs, now threatening his life. Doctors have found a way to help him by a super, super unbelievable scientific coup that could ultimately hold serious promise for other cancer patients. Can you imagine? 24 years old, that many surgeries? Oh, that's when you have to, when you're whining about your life, that's when you have to count your blessings, because to me that's scary. Not even 25 years old and he's had to endure that. I guess the good news is that they've constantly worked on him, and they're trying to figure out ways to cure this. What they're saying is there's a drug that's used to treat a type of blood cancer and some unrelated conditions that might help. And technically, what's odd, he doesn't have cancer. His lung tumor shrank after a few months of treatment. He's been stable for more than a year. He still has to have operations to remove throat growths that keep coming back, but only about once every 5 months. Oh, I think that would be a very tough thing to deal with. And about 10,000 or more people in the U.S. have the disease. It's just a strange thing. They call them wart-like growths in the throat, usually around the voice box. and they're non-cancerous, but they can turn malignant. And even benign ones can be fatal if they spread to the lungs. So the only thing they can do is, usually they have vapors, lasers to vaporize rather the gross and keep them from choking the airway or making it hard to talk. Ooh, boy. Let's hope. Let's hope they come up with something in it. And I guess 5 months compared to the amount that they were having to operate before is a heck of a lot better, but it just does not sound good to me. Patriots coach Bill Belichick has been fined. Who cares amount for him? $50,000 for his referee grab. He couldn't help himself. Yes, he did. He grabbed a replacement guy. After Sunday's loss to the Baltimore Ravens, the league said that Belichick's fine was formally for what they called impermissible physical conduct with an official. They say that the Pats coach, who's led New England to 3 Super Bowl championships, grabbed Esteban Garza's arm after Baltimore kicked a game-winning field goal as time expired, that some of his players felt was wide of the goalpost. They couldn't get anything right. Is it an optical illusion, or what happened there with that kick? So you just, you know, you hands off the referees, replacement or not. Bill, you can't touch the referees, okay? I love this story because for a while when I was a kid, I used to have a coin collection. A 1943 Lincoln penny has soared in value big time because it was made from the wrong material. It sold for $1 million. The penny was made from bronze instead of zinc-coated steel. I give you this bronze penny instead of the zinc-coated steel at the San Francisco Mint. How about that? That's pretty cool. $1 million. Why can't I ever find those rare things? You know, like the painting that was in the trash and underneath it turned out there was a Van Gogh. There's always crazy stories. So $1 million for a penny that wasn't just a penny. And the thing that's interesting is that Texas Rangers co-chairman Bob Simpson bought the coin from a rare coin dealer in New Jersey, and they certified, the whole grading thing. They graded it a 62 on a scale of 1 to 70. So, you know, it's now the finest bronze cent from each mint. There's another one. And it's just a crazy error. Some bronze made it into the hoppers at all 3 mints, and they were released into circulation, and it's one of those crazy off-metal errors. In August, a dime from 1873 got $1.84 million at auction, and then a bidder scored the other coin, $1.6 million, for the one that was bronze. So you never know. I guess the coins that we throw in the jars, maybe we should check them a little bit closer. I hate to say it, I don't know if I would notice that. Maybe you would notice it. Maybe it would look peculiar and you'd ask some questions if somehow it was in circulation and you got a hold of something like that. I was always looking for Buffalo nickels. I was always trying to find that. And I did look for coins. I'd look at coins and try to look for screw-ups. Speaking of screw-ups, 2 suspects were arrested and found with about $10 million of art stolen from the house of a Southern California finance dude. The theft of the paintings made waves in both the art world and on Wall Street because the victim is a star bond trader. They were some of the priciest pieces of art that you can imagine. They were a major, major part of the burglary, where they also took expensive watches, wine, and a Porsche, which wasn't recovered. So how did they get into this place? Did somebody hand them the keys? That's crazy. He was away on a business trip, the trader, and then that's when he found out about the paintings. The paintings were gone, like $10 million worth of paintings, and he offered money to return the paintings and some other things, and who knows if anyone, I don't know if anyone tipped off the cops or what, but the guys looked like just thugs. Santa Monica, they decided they were going to cruise this house. They would have to have had some inkling of what could possibly be in there. It couldn't be one of those smash and grabs. Are you kidding? It's a smash and grab, and I just got lucky that this guy had all this stuff, or I didn't realize what I was getting. Maybe they didn't realize what they were getting. That's what I'm thinking. They didn't realize what they were getting. When they grabbed the artwork, they just thought it's got to be valuable because look at this house, so I'll just take what's on the wall, and that's it, and, you know, go on from there and hope that I get away with it, but obviously they did not get away with it. This is crazy what's happening with the TSA and their problems with stealing. I don't understand how that happens unless the line is so slow and it's pulled out. And I mean, how slick would you have to be to get someone's iPad unless they're just missing it? They leave it there, they dump it there by accident, and then they go back and it's missing. So a TSA agent was caught on tape. I mean, you know, they've got now hundreds of thefts by TSA officers of passengers' stuff. An iPad, and that's what happened here, was left behind at security in Orlando, and they tracked it. It moved 30 miles to the home of a TSA officer who they had on video handling it. Isn't that nice? So we get the shakedown, the rubdown, the once-over by the TSA, and they're stealing tons of stuff. Not that they're going to be perfect, but there's something about that, right? Especially they're advertising for TSA agents on pizza boxes in Washington, D.C. I guess the iPad, and this is what this guy didn't know because they had so many problems there, the iPad was one of 10 that was purposely left behind at TSA checkpoints in major airports because there was a history of theft by government screeners. So that's how they caught him. They set him up because he was stealing things and they knew it. So they were able to at least get to the bottom of what was going on in Orlando. He's one of some of people doing it. There are probably others, they think. But I don't know. I think that's pretty risky. You have to really have a set to do that, right? Someone's going through or they just leave it for a second, boom, it's gone. And of course, they know they took it out of their bag, and you don't hold it for a second. It's automatically vanished. Ooh, an iPad, too. $700, you're out like $700, $800, maybe even a little bit more, depending on the case. That's awful. All right, remember, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.